Page 34, Measure Number 24-369, Silver Falls School District Number 4J, referred to the people by the District Board. Silver Falls School District Capital Construction and Technology and Security Bond. Question, shall Silver Falls School District Number 4J issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $24,900,000 with citizen oversight? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Section 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if approved, this measure would provide funds for capital costs and bond issuance costs. Specifically, bond proceeds are expected to be used to fund projects resulting in the discontinued use of Eugene Field School. This would include Shaldor Street Campus reconstruction and demolition of original building and former Ag Science Building, construction of additional classrooms and cafeteria at Robert Frost School, construction of a covered play area at Mark Twain School, and site improvements, furnishings, and equipment for each project. Fund technology and security upgrade projects at each of the district's elementary schools, such as door locks, security cameras, fencing, telephone and intercom, technology infrastructure, furnishings, and equipment. Pay bond costs. Bonds mature in 20 years or less from issuance date and may be issued in one or more series. Yearly property tax rate total for new and existing bonds is estimated to be $3 per thousand of assessed value. Actual rate may vary depending upon interest rates, assessed value growth, and other factors. Citizen Oversight Committee would ensure funds are used as intended. Explanatory Statement for 24-369. In August of 2014, Silver Falls School District board members approved putting a $24.9 million bond measure on the ballot to fund construction projects that would allow the district to discontinue use of the current Eugene Field School building. If passed by district voters, the bond would pay for construction of additional classrooms and a cafeteria at Robert Frost School to serve Eugene Field School students K through 3, construction of a covered play area at Mark Twain School to serve students grades 4 and 5, removal of the former Agriculture Science Building and the original multi-story Shaldor Street School building that has been decommissioned for school use by the school board, construction of additional classrooms and reconstruction of the newer portion of the Shaldor Street campus to serve students grades 6 through 8 and to allow for continued use by Community Roots Charter School. Site improvements, furnishings and equipment for each project, security and technology upgrades for all district elementary schools. The bond measure is the second to be presented by Silver Falls School District in the past 2 years. The most recent bond did not pass in May of 2013. While the district team has also applied for nearly $1.5 million in other grant funding and is working to sell surplus property as another source of revenue, these efforts are not enough to address the needs of the district's aging school facilities. In 2015, property owners in the school district are expected to pay $2.36 per $1,000 of assessed property value on existing bond issues that funded the completion of Silverton High School. If the new bond measure passes in November, the combined rate for existing and new bonds is estimated to be $3 or less per $1,000 of assessed property value over the life of the bonds. In October of 2013, the district hosted a series of 13 community focus group sessions that included teachers, staff, parents, families, students, clergy, and elected officials, as well as business and community leaders. The goal of the sessions was to open the lines of communication to and from the district team and to offer participants an opportunity to share their ideas, concerns, and comments with facilitators who summarized the information and presented it to district administrators and board members. In addition, the district team conducted an online survey and began collecting input from community members about Eugene Field School options. We're now on page 35. Through this community engagement process, district leaders learned that relocation of Eugene Field School students is a top priority for local residents. Bond Measure 24-369 is designed to fund modifications and improvements that would make the relocation of Eugene Field School students possible and provide security and technology upgrades and improvements for all district elementary schools. Submitted by Andy Belando, Silver Falls School District Superintendent. Here's an argument in favor on page 35. It's our turn to step up. Quite simply, it's our turn to pay for a new school. Eugene Field School is nearly 100 years old, and it's pretty easy to see that whoever paid for the construction of that building got their money's worth. Community discussions of what to do with Eugene Field are nothing new. In the late 1960s, there was talk of discontinuing the use of the facility because it was outdated. School boards at that time made the decision to stop allocating funds to keep maintaining the building because it was clear that something new would be coming down the pipeline. That was over four decades ago, and now parts of the building are condemned and have been for decades. Yet, our children continue to occupy the school because we have repeatedly said, "No thanks, we don't feel we should have to pay for a school." Of course we do. Our grandparents or great-grandparents paid for the construction of Eugene Field School. Now it's our turn. We don't get to pass it off on any longer. Our school children deserve to be educated in safe and healthy schools. At this point, we are failing to provide such an environment. Measure 24-369 is a fiscally responsible means of providing safe schools for our children. Interest rates are historically low, and the increases that one can expect to see in their tax bill from this bond are modest. In addition to moving children out of Eugene Field, this bond will provide upgrades at Robert Frost and Mark Twain, as well as security and technology upgrades district-wide. This is a common-sense approach to a problem that has been decades in the making. I urge you to vote yes on Measure 24-369. Jacob Klotfelter, Friends of Silver Falls School District. This information furnished by Jacob Klotfelter, Friends of Silver Falls School District. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 36, another argument in favor. The Silver Falls Education Association, SFEA, is in full support of Measure 24-369, the Silver Falls School District Capital Construction and Technology and Security Bond. The number one priority of the SFEA is to educate the children of the Silver Falls School District. For this to occur, proper facilities and upgrades need to occur. Below are direct quotes from educators in the school district. This community is splitting its seams. Word has gotten around that we have something special going on in the school district in our town. If we plan to continue succeeding and working toward professional excellence as a goal, our district and community may see even more growth. Even those who do not have children must consider the fact that great schools draw people and business into Silverton. We pride ourselves on being a very loving, artistic, and open group of people, but perhaps we don't realize that this openness comes from having an educated, thoughtful workforce of concerned citizens. Our students and staff deserve safe, clean, functional schools. Buildings that are 70 to 100 years old can't be retrofitted adequately to meet the demands of a first-class education, staff, school board, administration, strive to provide every day. Air quality, power concerns for technology, safety issue all take away from the ability for teachers to do their jobs. This bond is an investment in our children, an opportunity for adults to show quality education isn't just talk, but rather is comprised of all factors. Great teachers, administration, support staff, school board, community, and top-shelf facilities. Buildings must stay up to date. We must value the places we send our children to. For retired people, someone paid for your kid. For those without children, we all live in the same society. Do you want them well-educated and valued? I think the message about value education is the most important. We have shiny office buildings with nice furniture. How about our schools? This information furnished by Marie E. Traeger. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 36, an argument in opposition to to 24-369. The ABCs. The SFSD board has gotten caught up in politics rather than acting conservatively, as they generally exhibit their own personal affairs. The majority of citizens in Silverton area are highly educated, intelligent, and prudent people. They also are conscientious in fiscal issues and compassionate when too much financial burden is placed on their neighbors. They do believe in the ABCs. Thus, they will not want, A, to abandon Eugene Field School when, according to Salem Engineers and Contractors, it can be remediated to a new, safe, and energy-efficient facility for less than $5 million. The historic Shalador High School demolished when, according to Salem Structural Engineers and Architect, it can be remediated for less than $10 million. C, a bond that destroys all athletic showers and lockers on the Shalador campus without any real solution to replace them logistically or economically. D, a bond that has been devised such that very little interest is paid at first, thus making it appear level at a rate of $3. Permanent taxpayers will pay an additional $5.6 million in interest by a non-declining amortization. E, a bond that replaces historic architectural brick Shalador School with a connected cluster of modules. F, a bond that is considerate of urban schools only, with no funding for deferred facility problems on the rural schools. G, special treatment to Eugene Field when rural schools experience similar lack of exterior space and harsher traffic exposure. H, a $24.9 million bond when they know solutions for all the immediate needs for SFSD urban and rural safety, health, and scholastic facility functions can be achieved for $10 million. I, an increase of current rate by $1.76 per $1,000, increasing a $300,000 assessment by $527 per year. What Silverton students do want and need are safe and healthy learning space, energy efficiency, longevity and funding for excellent scholastic achievement, not new buildings. Gene Pfeiffer, Chairman, 1993-1999, High School Relocation Committee. This information furnished by Gene Pfeiffer. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 37. Another argument in opposition. 1. SFSD, $24.9 million bond proposal. The fictitious limit of a $3 rate per $1,000 assessed value arranged through the Seattle Bonding Company misleads the voters to assume the increase is only 60 cents per $1,000. That interprets to a $300,000 home property tax only increasing $180 per year. This is far from the truth. 2. The reality of the proposed bond is in the following formula. Using SFSD's own numbers, page 3 of 6, principal to repay is $24.9 million. Stated interest is $19,050,849. That total of $43,950,849 divided by 17 years is $2,585,344. Then divided by the total assessed value for the two counties, $1,472,170, page 1 of 6, equals $1.75 per $1,000. This is the honest, accurate, and accountable rate that will hit all permanent resident taxpayers. This honest disclosure of the true average impact rate, $1.75, then costs $526.84 more on a $300,000 home. 3. Also, a realistic and prudent solution indicates that a $10 million bond will make Eugene Field School safe and functional like new, even with additional new area to support total functionality for the next 50 years. Items for security and technology throughout the district, and close to $3 million for outlying rural schools' seismic and deferred facility remediation. that accountable and more affordable bond then amortized over the same 17 years at 5.5% has a total interest and principal cost of $15,414,530. Divided by 17 years equals $906,737 per year, divided by the assessed value of the two counties, equals a rate of 61 cents per $1,000. Therefore, the annual impact on a $300,000 home is an honest increase of $184.80 per year. Conclusion, option number one needs to be voted down so that the reality of the true impact illustrated in number two never occurs. Option three must be sincerely reviewed and moved forward as rapidly as possible. By the prudent use of a bond more in line with the $10 million solution, many good things will occur. Editor's note, argument limited to 325 words. This information furnished by Gene Pfeiffer, Save Old Schools. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 37, another argument in opposition. Do the math. 40 years ago, my family moved to Silverton. Attracted and impressed by the small-town character and genuine friendliness of the folks that live here, such that I always plan on calling Silverton my home. Through hard work, my investment in the community has grown. My small number of tenants have treated me respectfully, and I strive to give back to them decent and comfortable housing at affordable rates. What will the hundreds of dollars from this bond do to them? It seems like our public entities want more than reasonable. The city wants to increase their utility rates out of proportion to growth, and now the school district insists on tearing down the historic school on Shalador to replace it with modular. I hate the thought of that. Worse is the cost. Why can't the district be responsible like the rest of us and fix it when broken? With the cost of food, fuel, and all our necessities in greater than double-digit inflation, we cannot afford new. The bond proposal claims that the rate per thousand will stay at $3. Deducting the current, the increase would be about 50 cents. This is supposed to make us feel good? I did a little math and added up the cost of paying back the principal and the interest as proposed and divided it by the assessed value of the two counties. The real increased rate for this bond is about $1.75. What is happening to the honesty of our town? A lot of my old friends' fixed incomes are dropping. Many are disgusted and angry to the point of giving up. Shouldn't we be making decisions that are considerate of everyone? The bond does not cover the rural schools. We are putting all our eggs in one basket and forgetting our priority, great education. We all need to stop the bleeding and get back to basics. J.M. Day. This information furnished by J. Mike Day. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.